earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So it is time for the light of Jesus to shine out of us. For many, many years, the nation of Africa has been known as the Dark Continent. But the Lord spoke to me early this morning. And he said, Africa shall soon be known as the continent of light. Because there is a visitation of the Spirit of God that's now coming to Africa. And the Spirit of God is now going to shine light through all of Kenya and Africa. For there is a Spirit of God with power that is now going to come forth in God's ministers. And you are going to go shine light in the darkness. And as you preach Jesus, this light is going to shine. And it is going to heal the sick and cast out devils. Because the Spirit of God now, as God spoke in the beginning in the darkness and said, let there be light. The Spirit of God is saying one more time, let there be light. And the spiritual darkness is now being driven back. Because darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness has covered the people. People are bound in idolatry and sickness. But now the light of Jesus Christ is beginning to shine. And if all of you ministers and pastors will begin to spend time in prayer every day, there is a newness of God's Spirit going to come upon you. There is a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. That is going to endue you with power from on high. Jesus told his disciples in Luke 24 in verse 49. Tarry until ye be endued with power from on high. We need to come together in prayer and wait. The word tarry means to wait. It is time for God's pastors and God's ministers to wait in the presence of the Lord.
We need to come together in prayer and tarry until the Spirit of God comes down.